Right now, we have some live guests who are going to perform for us here in the studio, as well as the benefit on Sunday.
And I think this is a record in terms of live performances more than once. I think you guys are in first place with two performances.
We've never had anyone on here more than once. That's right.
If you guys remember, let's put their mics up.
Usually people won't talk to us after the first time. So.
Right. This
that
is
happens to us, too.
So it's a whole bunch of non-talking.
Yeah.
So are we the only ones? You're the only ones who will come back. We're the only ones who will let you in.
Wow.
We're made for each other.
Sometimes they come back.
So, yeah, this is Brittany and Sean from Obsolete Heart. Last time you guys performed, we think it was sometime in November because it was coinciding with the birth of your baby dog.
Right. And Thanksgiving.
Now, how many dogs did you have in your litter?
Just one.
Oh,
just
wow.
One.
That was embarrassing.
Yeah, a little bit.
Mark goes straight to the personal questions. So tell us about your music. you guys have actually been gigging out a lot since we last saw you, though. I know you've played a bunch of different places. Are you building a nice little audience for yourselves and selling some CDs?
We're trying to stick to the only out of state. We don't want a California audience. We just got back, you know, from a couple of dates, and we're planning some more out of state
shows.
No more California tours. Except for right here with you guys.
Oh, exclusive.
Well, that's good. Well, there's probably a lot of people in LA, in Southern California, that haven't seen you in a while that'll come to the benefit on Sunday just
that's
to check
right.
you out. So, myspace.com/obsoleteheart, right?
Correct.
Yes.
All
right. And that's like the main place to go to get more information on you?
We're pretty much ghetto. We don't have a website.
No, that's the way to go.
You know.
Why waste your money on something
exactly.
that you have to drag an audience into?
And who's not on MySpace? Anyone we want to talk to is going to be on MySpace.
Right.
Anyone else, not, they're not worth our time.
I think everybody in this room probably has more than one MySpace
right.
profile.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
It's true, but they're all for important reasons. Only one of them is for stalking 12-year-olds. All the other ones...
I can totally justify all... 37 of them.
I do think I have like 4, 5. One of them is just for people I actually know.
No, this
the
is,
others are all about business.
This is my weirdness. Is
business.
I had 3, and I got rid of my personal one,
which makes no sense at all. Of the ones to get rid of,
I didn't care about the people who wanted to meet me on MySpace. I have friends, so I just have one for. We have the one we share with here, and then
no,
my other one.
What I like about the MySpace page, my personal one, is that it kind of reminds me who my friends are. Like I have
yes.
this a gallery of pictures. Be like, I know that guy, you know. But if someone asked me, like, "Hey, have you heard from Dave lately?" I'd be like, "I need to see a picture to let you know."
So your life is kind of like it needs a Denny's menu going along with it at all times.
It's like Pictionary. Like I should practice.
Shannon.
Yes. So, you guys ready to do a live song?
Please.
Yes.
What are you
going to
play
Hell
for
us? This one's a new song. It's called Strayin'.
Good. Thank you.
Obsolete Heart on Hear Hear.
Exclusively.
Exclusively.
Killradio.org.
Got no paper in my cup. No time on my hands. I stayed home. Stayed home all night, and I feel better in the morning. Woman, there ain't much time. Better take what's mine. Strange. Burning every trace. driving all over the place. Can you dig what I say? 'Cause baby, someday, and I feel better in the morning.
Blood don't make you kin. Did I hear that right?
Blood, yes.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. Nice.
That was lovely. Would have been better without Mark and his squeaky chair.
You can't hear it as... We don't have nice enough mics to hear this chair.
I could hear it in the headphones.
Oh.
But it was good because it sounded like another instrument.
Oh, it did?
Really?
Like, yeah, yeah, the rhythm section, yeah. And on the squeaky chair...
Sean, you're so encouraging. I'm going to start a new kind of thing. I'm a squeaky chair instrumentalist.
Yeah, well, you can tell like if a performer in here is doing really well because you hear a lot of squeaking because you move around, you get into the music.
Yeah.
That's why I stand.
Rocking out in the
Do I subconsciously just start dancing? Is that what you're saying? I don't even, I'm like chair dancing like this and
exactly.
I don't even know it? Wow.
Exactly.
No, I have to admit, to be serious for a moment, I do like that line about blood don't make you kin because it's... It's that lie, I think, we're told that, you know, blood is thicker than water, but ultimately...
Fuck that.
Fuck that.
Not frozen water.
Really.
What kind of a guitar is that, Sean?
I don't know. It doesn't have...
Because it seems...
It.
I mean, but it's...
it's a classical
seems
guitar.
Kind of small.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty much like a toy.
Is it a, is it a child's?
Probably,
child's
yeah.
medium.
So that's not a specific kind of guitar that they just make that's smaller than what you normally see.
No, it's like it's literally probably like a toy, like a really nice, you know, piece of shit.
Awesome. A really nice. That's a good name for a band. Really nice piece of shit.
Sounds great though. I like the kind of rubbery sound.
Yeah.
Now, you guys on your album use a lot of like a lot more loudness, distortion guitar. You have a much heavier sound than one would expect from.
Yes.
What we just heard.
Yeah.
Do you, is there one that you like better than the other? Are you always looking for a happy medium? Or how do you decide when you're going to go hard and when you're going to be more acoustic?
When we go hard, when we go soft, is depending on our mood. Catch my drift. No, I don't know. We play both ways a lot, you know, because.
Hot.
You just have to.
Sorry.
Mark, I'm going to let you take over for a second because I see we have more guests.
Adam's probably
at the door.
Right, yeah.
Ask something really smart sounding and then have them play another song.
What's your favorite mall in Southern California? Or do you prefer the entertainment shopping venues like the Grove?
Universal City Walk.
The Universal
never
Shitty
been
Walk.
There,
you like
so
that?
It would have
never
to be my favorite.
There.
Don't go there because what happens when you go there, you automatically get attention deficit disorder.
Really?
Yeah, because there's so much overstimulation in terms of music. And so kids out there listening, don't go to Universal City Walk.
Yeah,
come on.
Right.
So, but you guys haven't been like, you got to have a favorite mall, favorite shopping center. Is there like a strip mall you like?
The 7-Eleven on Glen Oaks and...
Because there's some cool, when you get in like Burbank area, there's some cool strip malls out that way. A lot, you might find something really strange in there. Where was
I'm
I?
A thrift store kind of gal.
Oh.
And,
well, then you know, change the
Mark, how come they're
subject?
Not playing?
Yeah. Let's
go
to music.
I've been gone for 15 minutes.
You weren't gone for 15 minutes. But they both like Universal City Walk, which they've never been to before, which is probably a good reason.
Which is probably why they like it.
Right. In theory, it sounds okay. So let's go to what's this next song?
This next one's called Ellen.
Anything you want to say before you do it, or just want to leave that open?
I played this one last time, actually.
Nice. Another first.
So we're going to play it again for you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. This is the special benefit special show. Whenever
extra
you're ready.
Special.
In the back, I'll drive. You and me. You and me.
That song is so melancholy.
Really?
I really put me in a good mood, Mark.
Me
really?
Too.
I'm about to fall apart right now. I'm just barely holding it together.
It does look like you're about to cry. And I do remember that song now.
Do you?
Yeah, definitely. Cool. The problem is last time I think Mark recorded it, a video with his cell phone and then posted it on our blog. So all you heard was...
Yeah, my cell phone quality, the audio quality isn't that great.
The one we have on our MySpace.
Yeah. It's on yours, yeah.
Because it looks fucking cool.
It does
Thank
look
you.
Cool.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
have the disclaimer Just, up.
I know. I saw the disclaimer.
It sounds really horrible.
Yeah.
This song is being done in the style of Velociraptor.
It's...
Yeah. Well, Obsolete Heart, thank you so much for coming in. We can't wait to see you play at the Benefit on the 15th at Lost Souls.
It's going to be a great show, if I do say so myself, because it's such a good mix of... bands and styles and stuff, which is what this show has just always been about, and so it's just fun to be able to do it again live in that space. It's a good space for this, so I'm really happy about it.
So are we.
You guys will fill the room nicely with your music.
So everyone should check out myspace.com/obsoleteheart.
Yep.
And
that's it.
Take a look at upcoming gigs out of state. You might have to buy a plane ticket or something. Yeah. But
I didn't know what I was talking about earlier. We are playing April 16th at the Old Baldy Brewery. And wow. April 28th, some kind of Zamakibo event at a house. I don't know. Look at the MySpace thing.
Yeah, check out our MySpace.